Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Yisovei, Tov Shin Ayin. I find an interesting chiddush in the parsha that I think should be pointed out and should not be overlooked. And we probably find it several times in this week's parsha. Tein lechachom v'yachamoid. We'll point out the first place, and we'll see there are other places as well, where the Torah teaches us to take a certain view of things. Parsha begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. We'll come to Eretz Yisrael finally, after your entire journey, Moshe Rabbeinu says, throughout the Midbar, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and v'yirishtav yashavtaba. And not when you first come in, but after 7 years of the conquest of the land, 7 years of dividing up the land, finally everybody has their karmoi, their gafne, everyone has their land, and they start working the land, and finally they reap the fruits of their labor and produce the shivas haminim. And from those shivas haminim, you have to bring the first ones to the Beis HaMikdash, you give it to the Kayin, which really signifies the fact that you're bringing these first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because why the Kayin? If he could eat it, why can't I eat it? But you're bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's V'hinachta lefnei Hashem lekecha. Really, you bring it to Hashem. And like a carbon, we give the carbon to Hashem, but the Kehanim are allowed to take from the Karbonis, so too the Kehanim are allowed to take from the Bikurim. But essentially we're saying that my first efforts and the first success that I have here in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give it away to Hashem. That's the simple understanding of Bikurim. It's the Bechor, it's the first fruits. Nonetheless, the first of the fruits of my labor I'm going to give away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I understand that what? I understand it's not me, but rather as the we say in Pasuk Yud, V'ata hine hevesi es reishis pri ho adama. Behold, I give the first fruits of my land, asher nasato li Hashem. Why did I give it back to Hashem? Because I understand it's all Hashem's. Asher nasato li Hashem, Hashem gave it to me. Fine, but Hashem doesn't say give every all the fruits that you have, give to me. But the first ones, the most special, that you have to give to me. That's the simple pshat in Bikur. But l'chayre, if that was all that Hashem expected of us, then we could have just taken the first fruits, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, declare that these are my first fruits that Hashem, you gave to me, and I have such gratitude to you, and I understand it's all you, and therefore, here are the fruits. But it's more than that. There's a whole declaration made, which starts back from the Anusa V'Amarta L'Fnei Hashem Alekechem, Pasuk Hei. You have to make this declaration before Hashem, and you say, Araimi Yami Ovi Vayir Mitzrayim. First, Lavan tried to kill Yaakov, and he was saved. Hashem saved him. And then Vayir Mitzrayim, we went to Mitzrayim. And Vayogav Hashem, the same bottom, we lived over there. And Vayir Son, we had hard times in Mitzrayim. And finally, Vaynitzchal Hashem, we davened Hashem. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Biot Chazok, was reigned to you of Amir God, all great nisim and wonders that Hashem performed for us. And then, Hashem brought us to Eretz Yisrael, gave us this land of Zavas Chol of Udvash, and now I'm bringing the Bikurim. Why do we need that? Why do we have to go through the history of it? Which, in a mashal to more modern times, if a person opens up his first store, built up enough capital, took out enough loans, he's able to open up his first store. And he starts seeing the first profits of this endeavor. And he says, you know, the first profits that I made, I'm going to take this and give it all the way to Hashem. Give it all the way to Tzedakah. And that would be beautiful. But it seems like more than that. What he has to do is he has to say, Hashem, I have these first prophets that I made, and I want to thank you, Hashem, for this. And I remember my great-great-grandfather. He lived in Russia, and he was a Shomer Shabbos, and it was very difficult for him to be Shomer Shabbos. And he was hounded by the Russian authorities, but he was Meisei Nefesh anyway, and he kept Shabbos. And there were many different stories that I knew about him, how he was miraculously saved. And then his children, my great-grandfather, he emigrated to Germany, and he lived over there. And then my parents were born, and they suffered through the Nazi regime, but miraculously they were saved, and they finally made over. No, you know, they made it over to these shores. And then I was born in America, and my parents gave me a Torah education. And then finally, I opened up this business, and now I'm bringing my first profits to you. That would be the equal comparison to the mitzvah of Bikurim, going back to the great-great-grandfather Yaakov, and then to his children which suffered in Mitzrayim, and finally miraculously made it out, and then here I am. I think the pshat is like this, that if we look from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at this person in a vacuum. Doesn't say, oh, you know what, Yankel is over here, I'm going to put a neshama down, and here's Yankel, and I'll let him have a parcel of land in Eretz Yisrael, and I'll let him be successful, and he'll his land will bear fruits. And I expect him to bring those first fruits to me, the Bikurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at it in a vacuum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a whole sequence of events going on for this Yankel to be born. And that started with Yaakov Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a cheshbon that Yaakov Avinu was going to be saved from Lavan. And then Yaakov Avinu's children will go down to Mitzrayim. They will be suffering for 210 years. And then a chelik of those people, a portion of those people in Klal Yisrael will make it out miraculously and survive with great miracles in the Midbar for 40 years. And finally Hashem will bring them to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore those people that are still alive and those people that are then born in Eretz Yisrael, or born in the Midbar, who made it into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem had an exact cheshbon of who they are. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that cheshbon, then we're required to have that cheshbon too. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything sort of in the master plan, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the big picture of everything, and it's not just isolated people and isolated pieces of history, then in kind we are expected to see it that way too. We're expected to view ourselves also, not, well, I'm here, and Hashem provided for me, and Hashem has given me the success of my handiwork. It's more than that. We're required to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that as far back as I can go, we only had to go back to Yaakov Avinu. You could ask, why not to Yitzchak, why not to Avraham Avinu? No, maybe the Torah is saying we start from where we began as a nation. But for me personally, I have to go back as far as I can remember. If I can only remember my great-great-grandfather, I'm expected to go back to then. And I thank Hashem for keeping him alive miraculously. And then all the nisim that occur in the history of my personal family, until it came to me, and then I have my first peiros. And my first peiros, nowadays we don't have Bikurim, the Mitzvah Bikurim, because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe the first fruits are the success in Torah that I have, the peiros of Ruchnius. Or maybe it's the peiros referring to children, as some suggest. They're also peiros, Pru Ravu. And those Paris, I have to give away to Hashem. I have to make sure that Hashem, I understand that's all a gift from you, just like my Parnassah was a gift from you, just like the Paris of my land are a gift to you, the Paris that you gave me in terms of children are also a gift from you, and I also give them away to you. But it starts not only from me, but it starts from the long history. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it from the big picture, then we are also required to look at it from the big picture also, and give Haidah on that. And give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the necessary Haidah on that whole big picture. That's what I think the pshat in this parsha is. I saw afterwards a very interesting horror from Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yochum Levavitz, the Mashkiach of the Mir, where he points out, if you look at benching, you look at the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon, he said it has very interesting similarities to Bikurim. Here's a person who is able to, whether he grows the wheat himself or makes the bread himself, or he ends up just buying the bread. But he eats a kazayis of bread. And in every kazayis of bread that he eats, he doesn't just say, Hashem, thank you for the bread, I enjoyed it, I appreciated it, thank you for that. Every benching that we have, every time we eat a kazayis of bread and we're required to make birchas hamazon, it's noydelocha Hashem lekinu al shenchal talavi seinu. We go back in history. Hashem, you gave our forefathers Eretz, Chemda, Tayuva, Rechava, and Val Sheitzei, Sonom, Eretz, Mitzrayim. We go back to the whole history of Bikurim. So even every Birchas HaMazon, it's not an isolated event. Hashem gave me a piece of bread, I enjoyed the meal, I thank Hashem for that. We look at it that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, it's all part of the history that Hashem cheshbened out. He had an exact accounting of who should be born at what point in time, whose ancestors should be alive, and who should be born, and who should be successful, and who should be able to eat this piece of bread. And we have to recognize that and follow the pattern of history backward. We say, Hashem, you gave me this piece of bread, when you allow me to enjoy it, and I see it's part of this whole chain of history that you brought our forefathers to Mitzrayim, and you brought them to Adam Mitzrayim, and you brought them to Eretz Yisrael, and you gave them the land, and finally, you also gave me this success. And if that's the way we have to view it, then that's the way we have to thank Hashem for it also. And indeed, I saw afterwards in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in the Mitzvah Bikurim writes that the reason why we have to make this declaration is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to continue giving us blessing. But in order for us to merit that blessing, we always have to recognize the big picture. We have to recognize all of the tevais, all of the goodness, and all of the chesed that Hashem has given us up until this day. And then if we recognize that, Hashem says, then I can continue giving them that chesed. And indeed, he writes the same idea by the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon, in a much more elaborate way. But that's the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon. Hashem ki chofetz chesedu. Hashem wants to continue giving us chesed. And the way he says, the way you merit it is if you express that chesed. Not only do you recognize, but you express that chesed. And that's the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon. You were successful in eating this piece of bread. You were successful in enjoying this in this meal. Hashem says, so go back and say, Hashem, I thank you for giving us the miracles of Mitzrayim. I thank you for giving us the land, for bringing our forefathers out. And I thank you even up until this point for giving this bread. Hashem says, if you recognize that and actually articulate it, Hashem says that I'm willing and I want to give you continued success and continued blessing. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. And again, maybe nowadays it comes out more in a lamaisa sense in the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. You go through the parasha, you see again this idea as well. You look at the end of the parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu says that v'leinosen Hashem lochem lev lodas v'inayim lirois v'aznayim lishmoya ad hayoyim hazeh. How many years was this? Chazal tell us in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Mebeis, Rashi quotes this, that it was 40 years. It took 40 years for Moshe Rabbeinu to fully understand what Hashem had in mind, and he only expected from Klal Yisrael to see the big picture after 40 years. But it's again an idea that we have over here that we're required to look at the big picture. We can't have just tunnel vision to say, well, I'm here and this is what I have to do and this is my success, so I thank Hashem for that. But it's taking the bigger view of things, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly has the bigger view of things. And that's we start the mitzvah of Bikurim and help us learn from this mitzvah.